The following shir has been presented by Dayan Yohannesen David Hul, Dayan for the Beis Avad in Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Avad Halacha Center.
Maseches Yuma has been graciously dedicated in memory of Avigail Meimarachel Aleha HaShalom, Bas Yibodel Ben Chaim L'Chaim, Reb Chaim Aaron, Admeya Ve'esrim Shana. May the Torah studied through this volume be an everlasting zchus for her neshama.
Yuma Taf Lamed Gimel. In order for a kosher animal to be permitted to be eaten, it requires shechita, needs to be slaughtered in a kosher manner. Now, there are many, many halachas of shechita, but there are five particular activities which pass on a shechita, which invalidate a shechita. And one of them is shehil, which means pausing or delaying in the middle of a shechita. If a shechit is shechting an animal, and halfway through the shechita he pauses, and only then carries on with the shechita, that is called shehil, and that invalidates the shechita. How long does one have to pause in order to invalidate it? There's a machlokas, but halacha lemaisa, it's the amount of time it takes to shecht another animal. So it could be a few seconds. Now, there is a Gemara in Chulin where there's a shayla in the Gemara. What about if a shochet shechts most of the two simonim and only then pauses? There are two pipes, so to speak, in the animal's neck. The veshet in the corner, which is the windpipe and the food pipe, so to speak. And these pipes, in order for the shechita to be valid, one has to shecht roiv of these two pipes when it comes to a behemoth, or roiv of one when it comes to an oif, when it comes to a bird. So, lechatchila, one is supposed to shecht through both pipes, the trachea and the esophagus, completely. But the oven is kosher as long as you cut through the majority of both of those parts, roiv of both of those parts. So the Gemara asks, what would be if a shochet shechted most of the two pipes, at which point, if he stops shechting entirely, it will be a kosher shechita. He pauses, and then he continues to finish off the shechita. It's a shehiyo in the milt basra, which means there's a delay in the very last part. If he hadn't checked in the last part at all, it would have been okay, because he checked in right at the simonim, the majority. But he paused and then continued to the end. Does that shehiyah invalidate the shechita or not? And the Gemara doesn't have a clear answer to that, so halacha lemaisa, we are machne, this is sofek deraisa, and we say this animal is not kosher treifa. So, the drisha, which is one of the Purushim on the Torah in Yerodeh, Simon Kaf Gimel, asks the question in this from another halacha in Simon Beis in Yerodeh. Simon Beis talks about who is allowed to shecht, who is kosher to shecht, and now the Shulchan Aruch passes halacha lemaisa that if a goy shechts, his shechita is invalid. It has to be a Jewish person who shechts. It's implied there for the Shulchan Aruch that if a Jew and a goy shecht together, half each, then it's invalid. But if a Jew shechts most of the two simonim, and then a goy takes over to do the last part, then it's okay, because the Jew has already done the kosher shechita by shechting most of the two simonim. Ask the Drisha, what is the difference between Simon Beis and Simon Kaf Gimel? In Simon Beis it says, if you shecht most of the simonim and a goy completes it, it's okay. Whereas in Simon Kaf Gimel it says that if you shech most of the simonim, pause and then carry on, then the last part of the shechita actually invalidates the first part because it creates a shehir, a delay in between. Now there's two possible ways of understanding this question of the Drisha, and that itself is a machlokes. The Bach understands that the question of the Drisha is, just like we find in Simon Kaf Gimel, if a Jew shechts most of the two simonim, and then he pauses and then completes it, then it's treif, So too, in Siman Beis, when the Jews shechted most of the Simonim, and then paused, and then the Goy took over, it should be an invalid Shechita. In both cases, there was a Shehiya in the Miut Basra, a Shehiya just before the last part, and in Siman Kaf Gimel it says, it's okay, it is treif, and in Siman Beis it says it's okay, it's kosher. And that's the kosher of the Drisha as the Bach understands it. Answers the Drisha, it depends who is it who completes the Shechita. Since we have a valid Shechita when most of the two Simonim have already been shechted, in theory we could stop there and that would be a valid Shechita b'dieved. If the same person continues doing a Shechita, then it's all one long Shechita, and therefore if there was a Shehiyah and a Mit Basra, it's going to be posel Shechita and it's going to be treif. Whereas if it's a different person who completes the Shechita, then that cannot invalidate the Shechita of the first person who's already done a kosher Shechita by being shechting roiv of the Simonim. And therefore in Siman Kaf Gimel, when it says if you shecht most of the Simonim and then you do a Shehiyah and then you complete it, it's no good. That's because it's the same person completing the Shechita. So it's one long action of Shechita with a Shehiyah in the middle, and therefore it's treif. Whereas in Siman Beis, the Jew does most of the Shechita of the Simonim. Then he pauses, and then a goy takes over. That's a different person taking over. That person taking over does not invalidate the kosher shechita which was already done by the first person. And therefore, according to the Drisha, even if it wasn't a goy who finished off the shechita, but if it was another Jew who finished off the shechita too, it would be kosher. Shehiyah and the Mir Basra is only if the same person who shechted the first majority of the simonim then completes it. That's one long action of Shechita with a Shehiyah in the middle, and therefore it's treif. Whereas if anybody else completes it, even after Shehiyah, whether it's a Jew or a Goy, it will be kosher, because they cannot invalidate the Shechita Kshera which is already done by the first person. So does the Drisha. The Bach himself gives a different teretz to the Drisha. The Bach says that's not the correct teretz. The correct teretz is, it's the difference between who finishes it off, whether it's a Jew or whether it's a Goy. In case of Siman Beis, the Goy finishes it off. Now, Goy can't do a Maaseh Shechita. So his action is as if it's not being shechted at all. So in effect, we've got a Jew shechting most of the two Simonim, then a pause, and then a Goy doing an action which is not a Shechita at all. And therefore, that won't invalidate the first Shechita which has already been done. Whereas, in Siman Kaf Gimel, it's a Jew finishing off the Shechita. Not like the Drisha says, it's the same person doing it. Even if it had been another person finishing it off. But if he's Jewish, he's doing an action of Shechita. And it's shy to do an action of Shechita even on the last part, because the Chatchila was supposed to do a Shechita on the whole thing. And therefore, in Siman Kaf Gimel, if the first person does most of the Shechita and he stops there, and had he stopped entirely there and not done anything else, that would have been a kosher Shechita. But if it's completed, either by the same Jew or by another Jew, that will invalidate the whole Shechita, because it will continue the action of Shechita with a Shehiyah towards the end, and that will invalidate it. Whereas in Siman Beis, the person who completed was a Goy, he doesn't do an action of Shechita at all. And therefore we only have one action of Shechita, which shechted most of the Simonim, and therefore would be kosher. That's the Bach's teretz to the Drisha's question. The Shach in Siman Beis, Sifkat Zayin, disputes the whole understanding of the Bach and the Drisha. He said the kasha of the Drisha was not that in Siman Kaf Gimel there's a Shehiyah towards the end and it's a treif, whereas in Siman Beis there's a Shehiyah and it's kosher. In Siman Beis it's a different shaila. The Jew did most of the Shechita and then the Goy took over for the last part. Who says the Shach, that there was a Shehiyah at all in Siman Beis? That wasn't the issue. In Siman Beis it's possible that there was a Shehiyah, but less than the amount of Shehiyah, less than the few seconds it takes to shecht another animal, and then the Goy took over. Or perhaps even that there was no Shehiyah at all. A Jew did most of the shechting, most of the Simonim, and then the Goy immediately took over without even a Shehiyah kosher. And in such a case, it would be kosher. So the kosher of the Drisha can't be why in Siman Kaf Gimel is a Shehiyah of the Mir Basra makes the Shechita treif, whereas in Siman Beis a Shehiyah in the Mir Basra makes it kosher. In Siman Beis there was no Shehiyah at all. A Goy took over the Shechita, but without pausing at all for even a second. The kasha of the Drisha, says the Shach, was not why in Kaf Gimel that Shehiyah is treif, whereas in Siman Beis there's a shahir which is kosher. The kasha was, if it's true that when you do most of the simonim, you shech most of the simonim, it's already kosher, then why should the mi'at basra affect it in any way? In simon kaf gimel, it does contribute to part of the shechita, because if you do the shahir and then finish it off, we find that it's treif. In simon beis, even if there's no shahir, but a goy took over, if it's true that the last part of the shechita, once you do it, is also included in the shechita, then if the goy finishes it off, it should be treif. The kasha of the drisha is not, there's a shahir here and there's a shahir there. The kasha of the drisha is, there's a mi'at basra here and there's a mi'at basra there. In simon kaf gimel, it is significant, and it causes a shahir and the mi'at basra to make the shechita treif. Whereas in simon beis, there's no shahir, but again, the kosher shechitah kshehu was done because most of the simonim already shechted. Why do we not, in that case, consider the action of the goy to finish it off as being significant at all, and we make it kosher? That was the kosher of the drisha, according to the shach. The shach, bearing that in mind, gives a different text entirely to the kosher, but that's more relevant to the shach there. It's in simon basif cotton katzayin in the shach. But at any rate, however you learn the drisha's kasha, one thing is clear. The drisha clearly says that if a person shechts most of the simonim, which is a kasha shechita, and there's a shahir, and then he finishes it off, the Gemara says that that's already a problem, and that will make the shechita invalid. So the drisha, all that is only talking about when the shechita is completed by the same person, but if shechita is completed by a different person, whether he's a Jew or whether he's a non-Jew, it will not invalidate the original shechita. Incidentally, in the dispute between the Bach and the Shach, what the understanding of the kasher of the drisha was, in the new version of the Torah, which was put out by Machon Hamo'or, they have there the hagos from the Ksav Yad of the drisha on his own sefer. And if you look there, you'll see that it's quite clear that the drisha's kasha was really as the shach understood it, rather than how the bach understood it. But at any rate, as we said, it's clear that the drisha's answer certainly is that even if there's a shahir and a mi'at basra, it's only a problem if it's the same person who shechted the first majority of the simonim who completes it. Then it's invalid. Well, if someone else completes it, whether he's a Jew or whether he's a goy, even if there's a shahir, there's no problem. Because he cannot invalidate the kosher shechita, which is already done by the first person. Now, the Gilyon Marshal, which is Reb Shlomo Eger, asked a kasher on this drisha from a Tosfos in our sugya here. The Gemara at the end of Daf Lamed Beis in Yomot says that Reish Lakish says that the Mishnah in Chulin tells us that you have to shech two simonim by behemo, one simon by oif. Roiv of a simon is considered as though you shechted the whole simon. And then it goes on to say, if you shechted roiv of two simonim by behemo, then that's kosher. Now, in the Chulin, that phrase in the Mishnah is redundant, because we know roiv simon is as good as shechting the whole simon. So why do you have to tell us that roiv of two simonim is as if you shechted two simonim? So Reish Lakish says, it's coming to tell us a special din in our sugya of Hilchos Yom Kippur. The Mishnah tells us that the Kohen Gadol began the shechita of the animal, did most of the shechita, then passed it on to another Kohen who finishes off the shechita, whose meirak, which is to finish off the shechita, while the Kohen Gadol catches the dam in a keli to do the mitzvah of Kabbalah Saddam, and then afterwards to do the mitzvah of Zrika Saddam. So now, says the Gemara, I might have thought that if the Kohen, the second Kohen, doesn't finish off the Shechita, it would be possible. Now, in parentheses, ask the Gemara, it can't be that it would be possible min HaTorah, because if you miss it out and it's possible min HaTorah, it means it's a crucial part of the Avodah Sayyid. If it's a crucial part of the Avodah Sayyid, then it must be done by the Kohen Gadol and not by a Kohen Hedjit, because all the Avodahs of Yom Kippur were done by the Kohen Gadol and not by Kohen Hedjit. So the Gemara says, no, what Reish Lakish means to say is, I might have thought it would be possible midrabbanon if the Kohen Hedjit doesn't finish off the Shechita. Kumash malon, that it would be okay. And that's what the Mishnah there is talking about when it says, Shachat Reiv Simonin, that even on Yom Kippur, where there is a mitzvah lechatchila that Kohen Hedin should finish off the Shlita, nonetheless, if he doesn't do it, the Eved is kosher. Says to Gemara, if there's no psul midra bonon anyway, even if he doesn't do it, so why lechatchila does Chazal say you should do it b'chal? Why is there a mitzvah for the Kohen Hedin to finish off the Shlita? Says to Gemara, mitzvah lemarik, there's a mitzvah to do it. It explains Rashi and Mefarshim that when the Kohen Hedin finishes off the Shlita, then the dam comes out in a better flow, and therefore it's better for the Kohen Gadol who's doing the mitzvah Kabbalah to dam. And therefore, the Chatchila Chazal said a Kohen Hedin should finish off the Shlita. It's good enough when the Kohen Gadol has done Reitzim on him, but another Kohen should finish it off while the Kohen Gadol does Kabbalah Saddam Midra Bonon, because the dam comes out better. But if the other Kohen didn't do it, it's kosher. So says the Gemara. Asks Tosfos, what does the Gemara mean when it says that here it's a special mitzvah to be mekabel the dam in order to finish off the shechita because the dam comes out better? Surely the halacha is in Gemara in Chulin Daf Kav Zayin Amud Aleph, the lechatchila you're always supposed to shecht the whole two simonim. P'dieved it's good enough for roiv simonim, but lechatchila you're supposed to shecht roiv simonim. So that's a halacha by every shechita, not just by shechita's power of the Kohen Gadol. So why does it here the Gemara say there's a special mitzvah to complete the Shechita in order for the dam to come out? Every mitzvah Shechita, the Chatchil is supposed to shech the whole tzitzim on it. Answers Tosfos, yes, but here we're talking about two different people. The Kohen Gadol shechs most of the tzitzim on it, and then another Kohen Hedin finishes it off. Now I would have had a hava mina that it's better not to do it like this, because it looks like there's a Shehiyah in between. Nirek a Shehiyah, says Tosfos. And that's already a problem. And therefore, the Hava Mina would be that it's better not to do it. Come much more on, it's a mitzvah even here on Yom Kippur because the dam comes out better. What do we see from Tosfos? That if two people shecht, or certainly in this circumstance, the Kohen Gadol does most of the Shechita and another Kohen finishes it off, Tosfos says we have a Hava Mina that we shouldn't do it that way because it looks like a Shehiyah. Come much more on, it's okay because the dam comes out better, so it's still worthwhile doing it. That certainly implies that if there was actually Shehiyah between the first Kohen Gadol and the other Kohen, then it would indeed invalidate the Shechita. Tosfos wanted to say that maybe it would be invalid because it looks like a Shehiyah. Kamashmonon, it doesn't matter. But if there genuinely was a Shehiyah, if there was a delay between the Kohen Gadol and the other Kohen, it certainly implied in Tosfos that that would puzzle the Shechita. Says in Flamega, that's a Kashra and a Drisha. Because the Drisha says that once you've done the Rov Shechita, if the same person carries on the Shechita, then it makes it one long Maisa Shechita, and therefore you have a Shehiyah, and it puzzles it. And if someone else takes over, whether it's a Goy in Tim and Beis, or even if it's a Jew, says the Drisha, it's a different person. And the second person cannot invalidate the Maisa Shechita of the first person, who's already completed his Maisa Shechita, by doing most of the Tzimonim and then by stopping. So even if there's a Shehiyah, as long as somebody else carries on, it's never going to pass through the Shechita, according to the Drisha. So to Shlom Ege, it's clear from Tosfos that it would. Nirek a Shehiyah is okay, but if there's a proper Shehiyah, and someone else takes over, it's going to be a problem. According to the Bach, we understand that, because the Bach says the difference between Siman Kaf Gimel and Siman Beis is that if a Goy carries on, it's nothing. But if another Jew carries on, even though he's a different person from the original Shochet, if he's Jewish, he can do an action of Shechita, and therefore if he finishes off the Basra, it will puzzle it, the Shechita, if there was a Shehiyah in between. So according to the Bach, it's very good what Tosfos says, but according to the Drisha, no one else can puzzle the Shechita, only the first person. If he carries on after he's done most of the Shechita, does the Shehiyah, and then carries on the Mir Basra, he can puzzle the Shechita. But if anybody else does it, whether he's Jewish or non-Jewish, he won't puzzle the Shechita, the first person. Lehora, Tosfos says that he will. So Tekasha says, Rishlei Meir, from the Tosfos on the Drisha. However, Ramosha Feinstein, in Yerodeh, Chelik Aleph, Siman Zayin answers this. And he says, let's understand what the Drisha is saying, and then we'll see that the Kasha is not Shver. Why is it that the Drisha holds that if the same Sheikhit carries on, even after he's done most of the Simonim, that it is considered one long Maisa Shechita, and therefore if it is a Shehiyah, even towards the end, it puzzles the Shechita. Whereas if somebody else takes over, it will never puzzle the Shechita. The answer is that we don't just look at the action of what was done. We look at the intention of the person who did the action. When one person does the whole shechita, he could stop after he's done Rav Simonim and it would be a kosher shechita. But if he carries on, he's clearly indicating that he doesn't want to stop yet. He hasn't yet stopped entirely. He hasn't finished his Maaseh Shechita. He wants to carry on. So if it's the same person carrying on, it's one long Maaseh Shechita. He could do a Maaseh Shechita of two-thirds or three-quarters of the Simonim, and that would be okay. But he wants to do a long Maaseh Shechita. A long Maaseh Shechita has to be kosher till the end. And therefore, if there's a shahir, even after he's done most of it, that's problematic, because it's a shahir in the middle of one long Maaseh Shechita. However, the Drisha holds that if this shochet finishes his Maaseh Shechita after he's done rov of the simonim and stops shechting, then that's the end of the Maaseh Shechita. Even if it's a shahir and someone else comes along, that's not the same Maaseh Shechita. That's somebody else doing a new action. That second person cannot invalidate with his actions the shechita of the first person, because the shechita has already been completed. As soon as the first shechit does rov simonim and stops shechting and doesn't intend carrying on, it is now a kosher shechita has taken place. Someone else who comes along, whether he's Jewish or non-Jewish, and attempts to carry on the shechita and convert a delay at the end into a shahir, will not make it one long ma'aser shechita. That's the explanation of why the Drisha holds that if it's somebody else who completes it, it will not passel the Shechita with the Shehiyah and the Mirat Basra. Since Rav Moshe, with that in mind, that's only if the second person comes along by himself or of his own volition. But if the second person comes along because he's instructed to do so, for example, on Yom Kippur, where the Kohen Gadol shechts Rav Simonim, but then he intends that the other Kohen, the Kohen Hedjut, should finish off the Shechita. He wants him to do it in order that he can do the mitzvah of catching the dam. In that case, that is considered as a Maaseh which is part of the Maaseh of the first person. It's one long Maaseh Shechita, even though it's a different person, because it's done with the intention and upon the instruction of the first person. So that means the first Maaseh Shechita is not yet completed when the Kohen Gadol finishes the Shechita. It's still going on. It's just he's asked somebody else to carry on for him. In that case, it is considered as an extension of the same action of Shechita. In that case, Tosfos says, if they would have been a proper Shehiyah, it would have passed on the Shechita. If it's nearer to Shehiyah, have amina, it's not a good idea, for mashmalom, but since it's a mitzvah, you're allowed to do it. But it's not a kasher on the Drisha. Even though the Drisha says if someone else comes along and finishes off the Shechita, it will not pass on the Shechita with the Shehiyah with the Batsa. That's only if he does it of his own volition. But if he does it in express instruction of the person who shechted the first two-thirds, then it is considered as one long action of Shechita. The first Shechita has clearly indicated he does not yet want to end his action of Shechita. In that case, when he stops, the Shechita is not yet over, even though it could have been over had he stopped there and said, I don't want to carry on. But if he wants to carry on and he instructs someone else to complete it, it's one long Maaseh Shechita. And therefore, if there's a Shehiyah, it's going to pass on the Shechita. A slightly different explanation to what Rav Moshe Feinstein said was suggested by Macharusa, that Aaron Moshe cannot Shechita. He wants to say that there's a difference between Shechita's Kodshim and Shechita of something else. In the case when a person is doing a private Shechita, he's shechting an animal, and he, one Shechita does the road Shechita, then the fact that somebody else comes along without permission and shecht is not going to passel the first person Shechita. He's already done two-thirds or three-quarters of the Shechita, and that's enough, and he's stopped. That's the end of the Maaseh Shechita. Even if there's a Shehiyah and someone else wants to carry on, that person hasn't got the power or the authority to ruin the kosher Maaseh Shechita which has already been done and try and extend the Maaseh Shechita, because who asked him to shecht at all? He has no opinion in the matter and he has no authority to do so. However, perhaps with Kodshim it's different. When you're shechting a korban sibur on Yom Kippur, then a korban is on behalf of everybody. In theory, all of Klal Yisrael could be shechting this korban. The Maaseh of the Kohen Gadol is the one who's shechting the korban. But if he stops after two-thirds or three-quarters of Shechita, and then someone else comes along and shechts it, that person has got authority to complete the Maaseh Shechita, because the korban is a korban sibur and it belongs to everybody in Klal Yisrael. maybe such a person does have the authority and the ability to continue the Maaseh Shechita, because it's also his korban, so to speak. In that case, again, if there's a Shehiyah, it would be a problem. The Drisha says that normally if someone else finishes off the Shechita, we ignore his actions, and therefore there's no Shehiyah in the Mi'at Basra. Whether that person is a Jew or a Goy, it's only if it's the same person who carries on that there's a problem. But in the case of Shechitas Korban Tzibul, perhaps the Drisha would agree that if someone else comes along and completes the Shechita, that is considered a part of the Maaseh Shechita, since everybody in Klal Yisrael has a Shaychus to the Shechita of this animal. In that case, again, if there was a Shehiyah in the Mi'at Basra, it would pass it even according to the Drisha. But even that, whether we learn like Rav Moshe, or whether we learn like the second Pshat, the Kashav of the Rav Shlomo Eiger on the Drisha has been answered. Although the Drisha says that if someone else completes the Shechita, whether he's Jewish or whether he's non-Jewish, even if there's a Shehiyah at the end, it's not going to pass the Shechita. Only if it's the same person who shechts it, will it pass the Shechita with a Shehiyah from the Abbasra. It's still not Shver from our Tosfos, who implies that if there had been a Shehiyah between the Kohen Gadol and the Kohen Hedu who finishes off the Shechita, it would be a problem and it would pass the Korban. Because, according to Ramosha's Pshat, here it's done under the express instruction of the Kohen Gadol, so it's considered part of his action of Shechita. Or according to our second explanation, because of the Korban Tzibul, and everybody who joins in has a Shaychus to it, and therefore has the authority to continue the Maaseh of Shechita, so to speak, and therefore there's a Shehiyah in the Mi'at Basra. In this case, even the Drisha would agree that the Shehiyah makes the Shechita a Shechita Psula.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.